Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 30, 2017. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are talking about violence that we have witnessed in soccer lately, thanks to Highlanders and Blue Swallows supporters. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call in live on the following number, that's 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back. We are also streaming live, as you would know by now, on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandevele.com, as well as on www.voashona.com. They say soccer is the world's most beautiful game, but the hooliganism and violence that we have witnessed on the soccer field in Zimbabwe lately makes soccer appear like one of the ugliest and unsafest sport on the planet. All this thanks to some thugs calling themselves Highlander supporters. And as you would know, it's the genuine supporters and the team itself who suffer most when the Premier Soccer League takes punitive measures, as it will certainly be doing shortly. Also, in Division 1, a few days ago, we witnessed some violent scenes when Blue Swallows fans assaulted a referee, resulting in the abandonment of their match against Herentals. Ikutivana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo sihlobo esithandekayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela ke udlakela osoluvamile osoluyinsakavukela umchilo wezidwaba kulezi nsuku, ikakhulu nxa kudlala iqembu le-Highlanders kwezenguqu. Sidecide ukukhangela lolu daba khona bakuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, ngoba ababangela udlakela lolu kakhulu ngabantu abasakhulayo. Sibone i-Highlanders umdlalo wayo le-Dynamos uphela ungakafiki emaphethelweni, uqedwa ludlakela eBarber Fields. Sibonile njalo umdlalo we-Highlanders le-FC Platinum ngesonto eMandaba, uphela njalo ungakafiki emaphethelweni ngenxa yodlakela, okuyinto edanisayo kakhulu nxa sikhangela ukubana abazasafa kakhulu ekugcineni liqembu le-Highlanders ngokwalo. Kanye la umdlalo wenguqu-ke, bakhona abantu abaya enkundleni zenguqu befuna ukuyazijabulela, befuna ukuyazithokozela, besekele amaqembu abo. Kodwa-ke yinto engalunganga esuke yenzeke nxa amaqembu abasekeli sebetshayana, njengalokho esikubona kusenzakala kuqembu le-Highlanders. Kwazwai vatereri kusangara kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, nasi tiri kuzeya nyaya yemhirizhonga ya nyanya kuitika mazuva ano mumutambo wenhabvu zvikuru sei kana kuchitamba chikwata cheHighlanders muri kuziva mazuva mashoma apfuura takaona chikwata cheHighlanders mutambo weHighlanders neDynamos kuBulawayo uchipera asi 90 minutes dzisati dzakwana kana kuti mutambo usati nguva yemutambo isati yakwana nekuti kwakanga kwatanga mhirizhonga ichikonzerwa nevanhu vanozviti vatsigiri veHighlanders iyo inova nyaya yakaitika zvekare ine musi wesondo kumandava stadium apo Highlanders pakanga ichitamba neFC Platinum chii chaiyo chaizvo chiri kuitika mumutambo wenhabvu tokuda kunzwa kwamuri nhasi mazuva mashoma apfuura zvekare chikwata cheBlue Swallows mutambo wacho neHerentals wakaperera munzira nechikonzero chekuti kwakanga kwatanga mhirizhonga zvekare enda we want to hear from you soccer fans tonight what's happening to the world's most beautiful game I have on the line my first guest I believe that will be Japhet Ngwele Dube that's a personal friend of mine and a sports reporter with the Sunday News in Bulawayo. Japhet, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, thank you.
You are a reporter, Japhet. I'm sure you witnessed the violence at BF. I'm not sure you were there in Mandava, but what the hell is going on with the Highlander supporters?
I'm not sure exactly what's wrong with Highlander supporters. Maybe there's a general feeling that they are being cheated by the referees. But what fans should understand is that match officials make mistakes here, now and again. And throwing missiles into the field don't change. You can't, as a fan, force a referee to change maybe the second assistant or the lineman and move him to the other side, like what was happening at BF when Highlanders fans wanted Kusosa to be changed because of that offside call, which they felt it was an offside, but well, the linemen felt it wasn't. And at Mandaba, that last-minute penalty, they were looking forward to a win, and then and all of a sudden the referee points to the spot, and they feel they're flustered. Everything, the win that they were longing for is gone. I think there are a few unruly elements within those both offense because it's not all of them who are throwing missiles onto the pitch.
Thank you. The Japhet Manjafa, please do stay on the line. Ezra, I welcome my second guest. And that's Ezra Chisaspanda, veteran broadcaster. Currently domiciled in England. Chisa, nyakwamukela kuhle.
Nyabonga, thank you very much, Ntunga. Ngolushapo.
Lushapo olungqwele zaluphendulela. Chisa, baphosa bakudla abantu lapha kuFacebook, ngiyakhumbula uzokomente ngomdlalo weDynamos leHighlanders ukuze kube lodlakela. Wakhuluma wena usithi kulabantu abazenza abasekeli beHighlanders lapha kanti besiza le njongo zabo bakhanya bekusola kakhulu abantu enkundleni yeFacebook lapha bathi asifuni bumbulu I'm sure namhlanje you feel vindicated nxa ubona ukuthi udlakela olwe BF lolwana soluhambe emandaba futhi ukukhanya kuyaqhubeka into lokho
kuyaqhubeka I repeat and I stand by what I say. Labo bantu abajikelayo eBubblefields, those who invade the pitch and throw missiles, they are not genuine Highlanders fans. Labo kabalithandi ke iqembu leHighlanders. Sonke siyawazi ubana iqembu leHighlanders okwamanje lilezikweletu ezifika imillion. Eziningi zakhona zibangelwa iindaba zona ezabantu abanjalo abafika bajikijele bahambe. Yebo kahambe omunye athi babhadale ama-$3 yoma-fans. I-$3 yakho isebenzani nxa wena iHighlanders izafanisa 5 1,000 iphinde igijisele ithathele 3 points. Babhizi bagijima ngemgano ukuthi wasireyize imali yefine. Ugijima ureyize imali yefine bastrugge ukuyireyiza nale 5,000. Imali yabo singama-1,500. Kukanti laba bahlala ku-disciplinary committee, disciplinary hearing. Nabe ngizokuthi i-Highlanders ubhala nemanyuziphepheni ongqwele bebhala emaphepheni okubana i-Highlanders esiyidingele esiyireyizele imali yefine. Umuntu lwana ochaya ujudge uthini nxa ibona into enjalo selesithi ukuthi i-Highlanders is guilty. Lifaka umthetho we-disciplinary committee ube nzima ngoba kathesi i-decisions obele bathi i-Highlanders lecala. Kwesikhathi babezathi i-Highlanders ngayilacala ngalelana langa. Sebehle beyifaka ukuthi i-Highlanders lecala sebegidingwedi bebhoda ngemgani. Kukanti ngabe vele bamile bamilela ngoba ifine le ayijahwanga. Babelela i-decision evela ku-disciplinary hearing ukuthi kuthiwani hhayi kugijini. Bakithi ngiyaphinda. Lawo asomasupporters e-Highlanders, these are political elements while using i-popularity e-Highlanders, a football team, ukuthi baphushe their own agenda behlezi khona lezi ndawo zabeyicathile, abanye bese-South Africa, abanye bezenza kanjani. Those ama-protests lokuzenawo, ama-protest groups lokhu ongancediyo, kuthiwa ngama-pressure groups, okungama-cowards, ngathi la ngamagwala, ngizaphinda njalo ngamagwala, angeke bangene emgwaqweni bebodwa bayeqhuma bachinge ngento enzakala eZimbabwe, kodwa bafuna ukusebenzisa iqembu le-Highlanders. But the politics, kodwa bebulala iqembu. Kanti sebaphindile baye eMandaba Stadium. Ungqola ukhulumile, i-decision likarefa kayitshintshi. Ngaze vele watsho wathi lokhu yiko lokho. So i-club has to find ways of addressing i-problem ema-referees. We've got a very poor, inept referees in Zimbabwe. Very poor, below standard. That is why they are not even in CAF, they are not even in FIFA, they are not even used to go server because they are so naive because they are not supposed to be the referees in Zimbabwe. That's why I thought they were nominated for Bagabawaz. So it is up to FIFA to retrain and get new referees who are up to standard. But as for those supporters, they don't love our club, they don't love Highlanders, they are there to destabilize, to push their own agenda. Believing into our Lord Lagela, Abandu was a person on the street. Come and gain about the street, but that is Pembula. You can learn about the Highlanders.
Before I continue with you, the Chief Sayenda Nwele, please do stay on the line now. I must say, I had a chat earlier with Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Kennedy Ndebele, who told me this nonsense has to stop. Mr. Ndebele was traveling from Bulawayo to Harare, but we'll be trying to bring him on the show later on. And also, I spoke to Muzambi, Gladmo Muzambi, of the Referees Council. And he told me that the referees were not commenting because this is a matter that being litigated. So they will be commenting as referees after a judgment has been delivered on Highlanders by the Premier Soccer League. Saka vachisa muri kuti imimi vanhu vari kukonzera mhirizhonga ii vazi vatsigiri veHighlanders vanhu vezvematongero enyika ndivanani chaizvo.
Tinoti ava vanonzi pressure groups. Vamwe vacho varonana South Africa, vamwe variko kuZimbabwe, asi vakawanda kwese kwese, but havasi kuda kubatira pachena kuti vataure kuti chii chinonetsa. Iwewe kana uchitarisa nyaya ndeyebhora, wai kana uchishandisa nyaya yebhora uozovhuwa waisazve kukura hundi waitozokuti tiri marginalized and all that, zvinopinda papi pamutambo webhora. Toziva tese kuti yes, matalent is marginalized. Toziva kuti pakaitika kukura hundi ngati tsvakai nzira dzokupinda, hande kumakoti, hande United Nations. And as soon as the government of Zimbabwe nenyaya yekukura hundi, kwete kushanda chikwata cheHighlanders. Kupinda paNhandare, Highlanders chitamba, iwo ndiwo muvengi mukuru weHighlanders, unoshandiswa nemhandu kuparadza Highlanders, kuuraya Highlanders, because unoziva kuti efect ndeHighlanders, Highlanders ndiyo ichabhadharisa mari, ndiyo ichatorwa mapoints. Wai kupinda muground kana uchifarira chikwata cheHighlanders. Kunyepa iko, vanhu vanoshandiswa nemhandu kudestroya Highlanders ivavo.
Aha, Eva Svanda Rambai Muriparunari. Coming back to you, Jafet, any update from the Premier Soccer League regarding Highlanders? Hello, Jafet? Hello, Noele? I'm told we have lost Jafet. They will be trying shortly to reconnect. So, Chiza, the referees are not commenting. And you are saying that our refereeing standards are below par. What should be done?
Like I told, I sent an open letter to Philip Chiangwa, the FIFA president, to say it should be of great concern to his administration that we don't have referees from Zimbabwe selected to officiate at FIFA CAF COSAFA games. There is a reason why they are not nominated. It is because they are naive, they are not up to scratch. So it is important that the referees are retrained. We've got veteran trainers like Felix Tangwarima and all those people who actually referee at the World Cups finals in places like Japan and Mexico. Those are the referees we need to take back and to train the new referees. As well as these referees cannot be officials or cannot make take charge of a game when they are paid only $150 or $100 to officiate a game. You open up for people to bribe these referees. For instance, if Dungamele has got his 200, give the referee, okay, throw away this game and give it to this team. 200 is better than 100. So obviously, these referees, they are bound. Or they, if you know, they are vulnerable, that is, any person or any of these sharks or these big business people, they can give them money to throw away a game because it's too little money they are paid to officiate a game where there are 20,000 spectators watching Dynamos and Highlanders. At the end of the day, that referee gets $125 or $150. So that's the problem. And they're looking at it, the police officers are getting even more than the referee. So the referee, you know, you are opening up avenues for referees to be bribed, improve the salaries of referees, retrain and get new referees who are not corrupt. The referees who are going to referee and take charge of games and the people enjoy football. Now in Zimbabwe, you cannot take your wife to the football game. You can't take your kids to football game because there's always violence. It's a risky. We are growing up, as young kids are going to football around 10 a.m. to the whole day will be sitting there with the older people watching all the games. There was no violence. We were safe. But the kids of today can't go there. You don't know what is going to happen. You can't take your wife. People are so abusive. They start singing songs of tribalism from both sides, the Shonas, the Develis. It's showing, despite that Zimbabwe is saying the highly educated, but is the education disappears when we have people who insult, who still believe in discrimination, in tribalism, in all those things. We should look at South Africa, our neighbors. Look at how it is, Kaizer Chiefs, the Pirates. They actually love together. It is a sport, for God's sake. It is a sport we should come together and enjoy. Highlanders is called 18 years Lonke. He's not supported by Bulawayo people only. He's not supported by Ndebele people only. He's supported nationwide. That's why his team is Lonke. He could turn like everywhere. Before, Highlanders, there were buses from Dare Marondela coming to watch Highlanders play because they had fans there. There were chapters in all those areas because there were fans there. Highlanders is played. How many Shona players are playing for Highlanders? Let's stop this tribalism. How many in Dynamos? How many players are Ndebele playing for Dynamos? Actually, the Black Boys are playing for Dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
And the people busy in this day and age talking about tribalism in sport, remove that. If you've got an issue, we know about marginalization. We know about Kukurawun. We know about the pathetic government which is damaging or killing our economy, making people starve. Use the right channels. Get into the political sphere.
Uh-huh.
Come to the ground. Let's campaign and fight the system.
Ndimbombata muromo ipapo vasvanda ndimbotora mutereri kumasvingo. Makadi mutereri kumasvingo uku.
Tinofara mukoma makadiko.
Aiwa tinofara mainzwa nyaya iri mugango tipei pfungwa dzenyu mukoma wangu.
Inini ndinotenderana naEzra Jesus vanga.
Mhm.
Dambudziko ratinaro jairo jairo nderokuti atati munhu achiti isapota yeHighlanders achida chaizvo chaizvo Highlanders akuda kuti igoparichiwa tinonetiwa kuti ungati une chinhu chauri kuda iwe pachako ida kuti chipinde mudambudziko in the following day kana munhu ari supporter yeHerlanders hapana paangamboda kuti kunyangwe refuri ari dzasiri izvo asikotita kuti Hairlanders iroyo yaari kubhadharira $3 kuti iwane mari ndio the same team yaari kuda kuti izotorerwa vanhu vazhinji vakune ndau dzemasupporters eHerlanders vachinoposhera mabhodhoro mugraundi haasi masupporters eHerlanders uyezve tine security yemapurisa anoseta vanhu pagedhi mamisaros anozokandwa mugraundi anenge apiri pekupiwo mapurisa aripo pagraundi.
That's a good question there, Mkoma wangu. I think I will be posing that question to Kennedy Ndebele, Premier Soccer League Chief Executive, later on, if we manage to get hold of him. Sitinotenda Mkoma wangu kumasvingo, timbo torawo mutereri vamasvata ku South Africa. Makadiwa masvata?
Ipo makadiwa baba.
Aiwa tiripo kurisei kusouth africa
kusouth africa mazuva ano zvinhu zvaoma asi zviri nani pane kumusha kwedu
hazvichanaka mukoma wangu maizwa nyaya iri mugango tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
ndinotenda baba zviripo ndezvokuti masupporters vanenge vakatarisa gemu vachiona gemu zvakanaka kana vaona gemu kana gemu rakuenda kuti imwe timu yagohwesa kana kuti imwe timu yakuhwina kune vanhu vanoenda nemhuri dzavo kumasports kuyakuya kana kumagraundi kuyakuya kana vane vana vavo kumagraundi kuya vanenge vachitarisirawo kuti tichaonawo gemu zvakanaka topedza gemu zvakanaka todzokera kumumba takadi zvakanaka nomanje kana ivo vakutora mutambo sokuti tongoita sokuti kwava kuboxing nokuti kana vasingakoshesi vamwe vanhu vari mugraund vaakutora zvinhu izvi zvokuti inini timu yangu haingadyiwe iri pamba kana kuti haingadyiwe netimu yepasi pasi kana kuti timu yepakati izvozvo hazvina hunhu zvinodzikisira hunhu nyika netimu yacho zvakare zvinhu zvinofanira kuita ndezvokuti ivo kana vakatarisana neurongwa ihwohwo ndakambondovano kunga pamakambotaura mwedzi wapera pakatamba Dynamos nemwedzi uno ipapopo vakati vanoda kuisa mutemo wokuti masupporters vanenge vakonzeresa violence kugraund vadzingwe zvachose kana kubhanwa kuuya kugraund zvachose zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunaka kuti iwewe unofarira chikwadha chako wozonzi haukwanisi kunoona chikwadha chako chichitamba zvinorwadza asi tatinokumbira ndechekuti munhu kana kana uchisapota timu yako unofanira kusapotawo uchiziva kuti handikonzeresi handikuvadzisi kana kuzourayisa vanhu nokuda kwemunhu umwe chete anotanga kukanda bhodhoro kana kukanda chigubhu mukati kuwadza player iyo player yamangwana izvo player inozodeedzwa kuti itambire national team iplayer ichazodeedzwa kuti inge kutambira Dynamos kana kutambira dzimwe timu kunze
pezisai mukoma wangu titore vamwe vatereri
ndinotenda baba ndinopedzisira nekuti hatiratidzei hunhu kuratidza kuti isu tinoda zvikwata zvedu kana tasarudza zvikwata zvedu kuti tindizvo zvikwata zvedu izvi hatizvisapotei zvakanaka kwete kukonzeresa zvinhu zvinozokonzeresa kuti zvikuvadzise vanhu vazhinji
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamatsvata kusouth africa
tinotenda baba
mulaleli westudio 7 maswata ekhuluma ke esesouth africa uti phansi ngodlame chisanga akabuyi kuwe unqwele sephendukile ecingweni lapha nqwele bakhuluma balaleli kubuzile umlaleli lapho uthi kathi amambodlela wona la besejikijelwa abantu sejikijelwe enkundleni angena njani khona kula mapholisa eminyango asetsha abantu
ilihlupho lukhona kakhulu ukuthi abantu abazuza lona ukuthi amapholisa asetha yini abantu kumbe ayekele engene nje kuphela abantu bazibuze ukuthi amapholisa ayenza yini umsebenzi wawo njalo le crowd control yini bayikwanisa kuhle sibile ukuthi bayenze kuhle ukuthi kungaba le problem nje bacathe nalowo umuntu oyenzayo ojikijelayo kube nguye obanjwayo akhitshe ebantwini abotshwe ahanjiswe emapholiseni kulokuthi kugcine sekujika kuyegasi lapho kuphela sokusiba wese abantu abaningi sebe affected ukuthi amapolisa ayithi akukhona yini uwenza i-crowd control kahle lokuphetha khona kwabantu bazuza ukuthi amapolisa anomsebenzi wawo ngowani ngoba awusakhanyi.
That's a brilliant point that you are bringing in, Japhet, the issue of crowd control. Some media reports, especially I think the Chronicle, which is a sister paper to Mwele's Sunday News newspaper, their slant was that the police were unjustified in Manlava. They were they acted without justification in throwing tear gas. They were quick to throw tear gas. And after all, the match was about to end. Is that really a big issue? Do many people, Japhet, feel that probably the police are also adding to the problem?
They are not really acting, but also there is a little element that they are not doing properly, maybe something that they can do better. When it came to the Dynamo's match that was abandoned at SPF, I think they were more restrained. I think they managed not to get involved. They allowed the Islanders officials to engage the fans. They allowed the match commissioner to engage the fans. But after realizing that there was nothing happening, they didn't try maybe and do anything towards the fans, especially those that were throwing the missiles. But the suggestion is that maybe the police could have stood on the outside fence and maybe tried to prevent the fans from throwing in. But then again, sometimes fans get agitated and they also start throwing missiles maybe against the police, and maybe again those fans wouldn't have done anything. When they see a fellow friend maybe being beaten by the police, they might also engage in the act. So there's really everyone. There are many measures that need to come in, a cocktail of measures that need to be done. You can't really pinpoint it at one and maybe say the police, yes, particularly that aspect of affecting people. Questions are arising. Why the police? Why do we find all these bottles items finding their way into the pitch when we have police searching people coming into the stadium?
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line, Japhet. Echisa ni penduke kuwe. Sikhangele iqembu le Blue Swallows. Labo kwaba lomsindo and they blamed it on the referee bamdabula lapho refu igame yagcina siphela kodwa ingakafiki emaphethelweni kukhanya kuyaqhubeka into lokho kukhona ku division 1 kukhona ku Premier Soccer League futhi.
Yeah, ku division 1 you can understand ngoba akula mapolisa most of the time and the way things are Uchiangwa and his administration should try something before people get killed. The way things are, people die in these football matches. They will definitely die in these football matches. So that does the way violence is continuing. I want to add an Indian police at the Kunyongan. The problem, there's no trust between the community and the police serving the community. There's no relationship. You understand, you hear that the police will lead PR department. But definitely there's no relationship between the police and the community. Anyone in Zimbabwe who sees the police sees an enemy. So this is where the system needs to be corrected, that you create a relationship between the communities and the police. You will solve a lot of crime once it's like that. Because I won't allow Mwele Ota Ekanga when I've got a relationship with the police. So as we're talking, at the Boss Autonomous game, there were 130 uniformed police officers, 20 plainclothes police officers, 150 in total. You ask yourself, what were they doing? They allowed 30 people to invade the pitch, and then it disturbed the game where 20,000 spectators were watching. Just a few minority people who they could have rounded easily if they wanted, but they chose to ignore. That game was beamed for the whole of Africa to watch. And what does it do to sponsorship? who will invest money in Zimbabwe, who can sponsor football in Zimbabwe. I fear for Highlanders. If sponsors of Bank APC might end up withdrawing sponsorship. No one wants to associate his brand with the violence, with thuggish behavior. Nobody. If Bank APC is, they will end up saying, no, let's withdraw this. Because this is not stopping. We can't have Highlanders getting fined every week up to 30,000, 35,000, 18,000 every year because of hooliganism. What for? If they love Highlanders, what for? Why are they doing it? So the police themselves, because one thing, it is not a hearing or disciplinary committee, which said last week, I was asking the Muti, what can Highlanders do if the police officers are failing to do? Because they are saying Highlanders fail to control their fans. But how can they control thugs when the police officers who are highly trained, armed with dogs and with the baton stick, are failing to control the people? And they want the officials of Highlanders to control the crowd. It can't be blamed. Stop picking European law to apply it in Zimbabwe. Here, in my seat at Arsenal 1118, my seat number is known that is, that seat in Gaza, when I buy a ticket, it's written. So it's easy for them to identify if I throw anything. Both CCTV cameras are there, they will arrest me. But in Zimbabwe, every Jack and Jill walks into the stadium and sit anyway. So when they throw, you can't identify the person who threw anything to the pitch. So definitely it needs an improvement. It needs what is sitting arrangement where you know, making the marshal sit with the people, making police develop a relation with the crowd and sit within the crowd. Then you see our football moving. Not the police to go and stand inside the pitch and be watching football and say they are policing. At the end of the day, you pay them. When they go to rallies, don't get paid. But at the football match, they have to be paid. They go to rallies.
That's a good point. In the Bayama CZ, CCTV cameras, okuluma ngayo. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to bring a big brother into our stadiums. Jafet Ezra Chisa, please do stay on the line. Kubekani libambile konapo. Ngitate umlaleli we Highlanders omkhulu Mutsigiri wesikwata che Highlanders mkuru vanova Kanzura Councillor we Southerton kuHarare va Peter Nyoni. Vanyoni ndi nomugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Peter Moyo.
Oh, what did I say? Sorry. Va Peter Moyo. Ndino mugamuchirai muchirongwa. I'm sorry we've lost Peter Moyo there. But tichange tichi yeza kuva bata zvekare. Ndambotaura navo va Moyo Elia. Vanga vachichema chema semuteedzeri weHighlanders semutsigiri wechikwata cheHighlanders vanga vachichema zvikuru nenyaya yana zvinampembe mareferee vari kuti haiwa vari kuita kunge vane gondo neHighlanders vari kupese pese va Moyo vari kuti panotamba Highlanders panoita kunge mareferees acho anenge ari biased against chikwata chavo. Okay, I'm told va Moyo vadzoka zvekare. Va Moyo, ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Hai, ndinotenda zvikuru.
Ko mapindwa nei vatsigiri veHighlanders nai?
Isusu hapana chatipinda. Asi kuti tingatobvunza marefuri kuti mweya wavanawo against Highlanders ndowei. Nokuti marefurees vari kuspoila bora reHighlanders. Highlanders iri kutamba bora rakanaka, hakuna problem. Asi zvinorwadza kutiko. Ini munenge mabva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Timu ichitamba bhora zvakanaka. Kana timu yedu ichidyiwa ngaidyiwe. Takadyiwa paHighlanders yaite paya paya reDynamo. Hatinamboita noizi nomunhu. Tarohwa magames gore rino iri. Hatinamboita noizi nomunhu. Nokuti refuri anenge ari fair. Asi refuri akadhisaidha kuti iye unoda kuti Highlanders ichawana mapoints. Ipapo apo unogumbura vanhu vakawanda. Nokuti isati wangona chokuti marefuri. Saba refure bora zvakanaka. Saba refure vane pfungwa dzokuti Highlanders ngaijiwe. Marefure chaiwo kwete kuita ungewewe ya wani wale uya wana agenda ipa apa apo kwa panani ipa panu patongo soso ipa
asi pa kuzoita bongo zozo iroro manje wa moyo amuoni kuti panenge pa kukanganisika mtambo wenhabvu ipapo
mtambo wenhabvu uri kukanganiswa na marefuri ndivo vanhu vavanofanirwa kupanisha ivavavo munhu kana asingagoni refurini kana kuti achigona asi achichaone kuti iye afunge kuti kwaine ndaza aifanira kuwana mapoisi ndo panobva bongo zozo ipapo isu sevatigiri vehighlanders vakuru hatiivi hatikurudziri dziri shonga kune chipi nechipi zvacho hatikurudziri izvozvo asi zvinoitika ndezvokuti kana iwewe uri refuri wauya kuzorefura bhora rehighlanders nyangwe rikasava rehighlanders rikava ndereipi timu panoita noizi chete as long as iwo uchida kutiko timu iyoyo ijiwe uriwo uri kuzvifunga usiri kukonewa kwetimu panotomuka nobongo zvozvo isusu sevatsigiri vehighlanders takazviona kutiko vamwe vedu vakanganisa kutiko vanokanda matombo mugiraundi bhora roguma rakanzurwa tikati ngatibvisei mari kuti vati klabhu yedu irege kutafa nokuti haisi klabhu yakanganisa isu tisu takanganisa saka ngatiitei mbeme mbeme togara tiri redi kuti tibhadhare mari dzacho asi munoona kutiko marefuri vanenge vanotori neagenda against highlanders vaitofanira kuti uvadeedze kana kuti vakuru vavo vauye pachirongwa vatitaurire kuti zvii zvavari kuedza kuita nokuti mutemo webhora haufaniri kuapplywa selectively ukatarisa gemu remc platinum mc platinum yapiwa mapenalty akawandisa kupfuura dzimwe timu tiko dzadyiwa nemc platinum dzisi afaniri kudyiwa saka munoona kutiko ivo ndo vari kuprovhoka vanhu vari kudenha vanhu kutiko vanhu toda kuona zvanoita sei iwo haungati uri munhu wani wodenha vanhu 20,000 saka zvinorwadza izvozvo ende vanhu ivavo kuti uvazovakontrola vakontroleki nokuti vanenge vakadhakwa vamwe vanoguta muzepete vamwe vamwa zedhi vamwe vamwa chipokiana unomukontrora sei iwo uri wamutanga
ndimo mubata muromo ipapo vamoyo absolutely there is no excuse for violence whether the referee is wrong or right violence is a no-no in the game of soccer rambai muri parunhare vamoyo timbotora muterere sithatha mlaleli lapha umadle nkosi siwela ejocholo kunjani siwela baba
ngiyaphila linjani baba
hayi siyaphila kunjani ejocholo
hayi siyazamazama sinathingi omumo lonzima lo
Yeah, hayi kuzalunga baba siza kulungiswa kwatshindolwane singenile kuhlelo
ye okwakuqala ke ngithanda ke ukuthi kuqembu le-Highlanders kulokhu okwenzakeleyo heyi bakithi kulusizi kakhulu i-Highlanders yithimu yezwe lonke ithimu yakomsiphakazi ithimu yasungulwa ngumzukulu kamzilikazi sizukulwane sesipotini so ukuqhuba ihlelo zethu bekufuneka ukuthi-ke siyihloniphe leli qembu ngoba ngelabantu wonke sikhiphe ama-tribal elements njengoba sitsho ufokachisa enye into ade ngithanda ukuyisho ukuthi i-ishu yamapholisa leyi ilula kabi nxa ama-politicians efuna ukusincedisa ebhoreni-ke oba kuthiwuri mbena lo khangela amapholisa ngumsebenzi wakho ukuthi amadoda la asincedisa omthetho bafake ngobuningi ukuze abantu bengalahlekelwa zimpilo lathi nje abantu abangaboniyo siyafisa ukuhamba angihamba mina siyabukela i-Highlanders lanxa engaboni just to enjoy the crowd ngikholisa kwaphana kusadlala ubenjamin kondlela kathe singesaba ngoba xa kusehlula ababonayo what more to a blind man I'm a blind teacher used to enjoy kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ngibone umanjingwani ehlupheke ehlutshwa ngabantu abayisilamkhuba so it's very ukuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu bantu ngiswela lokuthi ngathingisize ngidabukile but anyway akufundeni ukuthi ibhora libhora kwakuthiyangwa ke kule challenge enkulu okumele ayenze okwakuqala ngayenze i-awareness campaign labo-refri bakhe bafundise onompenzi ukutshaya impendi zabo ngezinga eliphezulu Then over CV, we ama awareness campaigns, kuma supporters, the Highlanders, bona and the Highlanders, don't land with it, dama representatives, ngezigaba, ngezigaba. Ifundise abantu ukuthi akukusupporta iBhoso iwinqa noMpembe phambanisini thina kumele senzeni singabi psychological erosion senze iviolence bese futhi ke laba abasoka eBhoso abapretend ukungcolisa ke ibizo lethu
akwiqhebe siwena
wachiyana ke nemikhuba emibi.
Mhm, ayi siyabonga babusuwela ngokungena kuhlelo silethemba abazwile ba.
Yeah, I have one. I'm kind of a cool man.
Now, Lale, you are going to be a little bit of a hello, Chisa?
Yebo.
We are going to be a little
yeah, he didn't be a cool as I want to get him to sell a long name on the Cholokon and Yabonga Kuru. In just Kurman, I get it with his phone number. Lavova Kosas, Lavanta Vitimaporin.
Mhlawumbe ungathanda ukungena futhi khonapho Chisa ngingakayi kuJafethi lo moyo ukhulumile lapho umoyo ungathini ngamazwi akhe
umoyo ngikhulumile kudala o refs bonke baphuwa okay for instance moyo ba moyo Highlanders sitamba ne Bantu last week the other week before bayeka kunda Bantu Rovers chicha kaitika ubaba se stadium why van we Bantu sina kuita noise. Knows what the Islanders are favor. Sometimes you get the decisions to your favor, sometimes to your opponent. But there's no reason to do violence. There's no reason to fight or throw stones or throw missiles. Let's not do it because the Islanders as well as benefited from poor refereeing. Sometimes the decisions go Islanders' way, sometimes they don't. So sometimes these things, they balance each other up. But what we have in Zimbabwe, we don't have good refereeing. Fire Miso Tangari Momkuna or the late Sam Chirape, all those referees were far much better. That's why I said they were used to go even to cover FIFA World Cups. Now a Panama referees, Akuna ma referees in Zimbabwe. So let's not say condone violence and say it was the referees in Dova Kanya. But Karavichi Kanya, but Waka Kanya, this is Nes, Sakakuna Snapora Korean with Zimbabwe. Kuringo Snapora, Twitter say. Karavichi Kanya, ma referees.
And please, everyone, just stay on the line. We are joined now by Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Kennedy Ndebele. Mr. Ndebele, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening, Mr. Nkomo. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Ndebele, they say, as I said earlier, soccer is the number one, the most beautiful sport in the world, but it would appear not anymore. What's going on?
Well, we are worried about this act of violence and hooliganism at some of our matches. We have been communicating with the relevant authorities and clubs as well to try and find a solution to the problem. And I'm positive that very soon we'll find the solution and there will be order.
And how far have you gone in litigating the Highlanders out call it double homicide? How far have you gone with that?
As far as Which matter, sir?
You know, both two matters, the Mandaba game and the Dynamos match.
Well, the matters are before the Premier Soccer League Disciplinary Committee. We're expecting the judgment as soon as the committee is done with the findings.
And what's the likely scenario? What's the likely outcome?
I don't know, because the matter is before an independent body, and this body is made up of legal practitioners and some security, football security experts.
Vakona babu Ndebele, aba segeli be Highlanders, silo babu Peter Moyola, pabati vakala ngabo refu, pabati hai, o refu gaba kubi usumsebenzi, weza ngani babu opeli I Highlanders is kwili.
Bakhala ngo-referee bengabasekeli kumbe bakhala ngo-referee bengabadlali kumbe bakhala ngaba-referee bengobani
bengabasekeli
abasekeli bathi kwenzenjani ngabo ref?
Bato ref bakhanya ngani babaqophile. Va moyo ndimi mune nyaya iyoyo. Ava va Kennedy Ndebele muri kuti mimi se vatsigire ve Highlanders. Muri kuona kunge vana referee vane they are biased against your team.
Ya ma referee ndiri kuona kuti ko vane agenda against the Highlanders. Because panotamba Highlanders bora rakanaka rinenge richimisa mvura zvokuti yave iwo anoona kuti pano pari kusvitwa game. Anodecida ivo kuti Highlanders dzisahwina game. Saka inini ndiri kuti inini mareferees ndo vari kukonzeresa mhirishonga. Asi regei kutarisa one side kuti anzi masupporters eHighlanders azodai Blues anozi yakarova vanhu ikokoko because of mareferees. It's not Highlanders yega inorwadziwa. But this team kana vakaramba vachiita zvavari kuita mareferees iwaya zvichaenda kumaclubs ese. Haisi Highlanders, cheka Highlanders hii timu ni vandu waka wanda. Haina mozi timu ni vandu waka wanda. Kepi timu ni vandu waka wanda. Baka raba wajitia sika yokutiko. Lano ona ukuti Highlanders inofana utiki jiwe. Lata mbata pita basara woswa kana.
Ndimbo mbata mromo ipapo wa. Ndimbo mbata mromo ipapo wa moyo. Ndimbo mbata mromo wa moyo. Vandevele pinda ipapo. Muruku nzo azuruta urwana wa moyo.
Yeah, the situation is this, the football has leaders, then Highlanders have got leaders. If there are issues pertaining to the handling of matches, and if the club is not happy, the club leaders are required to formally lodge complaints with the league, and then we forward those complaints to the National Association. As far as I know, we have not received a single complaint from a Highlanders Football Club. We have only received one official complaint from one club, which I'm not going to name for now. So as far as we're concerned, the fans are, as usual, passionate people, full of emotions, expectations, euphoria. But when they are disappointed, it's part of the fans' behavior. So I wouldn't want to think that we will go all the way and think we can fight referees physically and say we're still playing football. Because football is a game. This is not like something that winner takes all, a cutthroat competition.
Valalela balandeli benguqu babuNdebele. Highlanders, Dynamos, amaqembu atshiyeneyo, akubaxwayisi.
Hayi ukukhathekileyo ukuthi umdlalo webhora ufanele ukuthi abantu bekuwana ukuqala ukuzwisisa ukuthi ngumdlalo. Njalo emdlalweni okukhona ozanqoba kukhona ongasozanqotshwa. Ukhangele ukuthi sibukele umdlalo kuyena le impelasonto i-Arsenal idlala le-Chelsea. Kwaba le siga sokuthi umdlalo uqala kuyongani onompembe lo msekeli wakhe babuzana. Kodwa kwathiwa khona hayi ibhora lingenile. Azange sibone even kujikwa kumbe iphepha. Azange sizwe ukuthi ureferee sevalelwe. Azange ama-TV ame ukuthi kuthiwa sokumiwa lapha sokufanele kube lecala ureferee abulawe. Nxa kuwukuthi abantu bafisa ukuthi umdlalo uqhubekelwe phambili, kababukele belandele umthetho. Nxa bengasuthiseki ngokwabo onompembe, kufanele ukuthi-ke kubhale incwadi kujiwe ukuthi unompembe uphambanise lapha lalapha iqembu eliyilo elilensolo lingabhala incwadi kukhangelwe lokho ukuthi bakhala ngayo. Asiyali ukuthi bengabe bephambanise unompembe kodwa kufanele kube le ndlela njalo ukuthi okubikwa ngayo ukuthi unompembe baphambanisile. Yikuthi nje kulezi nsuku sonke silolwazi lami ngileyami imbono lomunye lowo lawo kunje inkomo konapho kule mbono eminingi ungayitshaya impembe ukubukele kodwa singakufake phakathi enkundleni siyawubona usingakwazi ukuthi khona ikwini.
Aha. Chisa qhube kubambile khonapho layo babuNdebele. Coming to you, Jafeta, the chief executive is here. Any question for Mr. Ndebele?
No, not really. I think Mr. Ndebele was clear, particularly going to the fence. That referee complaints go through club leadership.
there are formal channels through which complaining about referees to go through, and the fans should leave it to the club leaders. If the fans have got any problem, they can approach the club leaders and tell them, no, this referee is this and that. And then the club leadership will take it from there. As fans, we need to understand that you can't change the referee's decision. We need to understand that football is a game that has rules, and we have to play by the rules every time. Otherwise, the club keeps losing every time if we don't follow those rules. It won't help us in any way if we have to keep on throwing missiles into the pitch. It won't help anyone. It won't help the club. And the match officials will never change because of those issues, because these are things that keep happening time and again. Complaints are being received from each and every club.
Vachisa nimbozo kwamuri pane mvunzo here kana kuti moda kutaura na vandevele any issue with him before ndichitora muterere.
Okay, Mr. Kevin Ndebele, thank you very much. Fantastic CEO. You are running the football so professionally. My issue is to do with the policing of the games, sir. Policing of the games, the police officers who are hired to police games, they seem to be failing to control the crowd. Thereby, again, according to the laws of the game, the laws of the which I'm sure you took from Europe, the home fans, the home team is responsible for its fans. But at Highlanders, if you look at the situation now, there will be the police, 150 of them, and they are failing. So how do the club get fined for failing to control their fans in a situation like Highlanders? As well as, why are these police officers paid when they're actually sitting and watching the game and not doing their job? Thirdly, why are the police officers inside the pitch instead of going to the terraces to stand next to the people?
Pindai Papuan, the Velen Sanda Turam Terer. Hello, Mr. Ndebele?
Hello.
Yebo, ove kuluma lani lapho Chisa Limzwile?
Ngimzwile ngithi ama question lakhe ayi 3 bemfuna ukuyithatha one by one. Maybe ngangikhumbuza the first one siye kwesibili kwesithathu.
Aha, briefly Chisa kumkhumbuzi babo Ndebele awuqa.
We go question by question and then I try and answer, though I'm not a police officer.
Aha, Chisa, are we
the police ama games? Kwa Highlanders wala maphosa ama 150. Kodwa ehlika nje ukuthi control i game. Ungawuqala lo mbuzo. Ukuthi ngaba sebabhadala kodwa sebehlilekile. Indaba lebhadalisa i club, lisithi i club zehlela ukontrola ama fans ayo. Kumbeleke labantu bayenza i pitch invasion. Kona maphosa zehlile kuba control.
Okay, number 2.
Okay. Let's tackle this one.
Okay.
As I'm saying, ama police we are earmarked in Zadonia in terms of imtetweabo. When there are events like our border, they have to be paid. And I'm a rate on a rate per rank per hour up to the senior person. So in most cases, clubs find the cost a bit high. They will try and reduce the number. You 150 for 20,000 fans, you will agree with me, it's not an adequate number. A few years ago, I remember we used to have about 250 when I was still at the club. But those were still not adequate in terms of the ratio between the fan and the number. The seating arrangement is a bit of a problem. And the issue of policing has been raised at the PSL Board of Governors level. And what was resolved beginning of the year is that each and every club must employ a security officer. And then we liaise with the security officers and get the facts. So we have a challenge in policing, but in terms of the football rules world over, the home team is responsible for the behavior of their fans. That's a standard football rule.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure whether I've covered that aspect. Maybe we'll go to the next question.
Yeah, briefly, Chisa, number 2, before Ntatu Mlale.
Okay, no, I think it's basically answered all those questions. My question was, because you've seen the problems with the Highlanders, that definitely the police will fail. Even if you put 500, they'll still throw. Why are the people entering the ground without being searched, Mr. Nibet? Because I don't know where the missiles are coming from.
The police are responsible for the searching, but we have seen that at times the vending trolls, those that are brought by the vendors, they might have missiles. And we have kiosks that the clubs and
the league have no control. They are selling bottled water and canes for the drinks. At times, some of these missiles are coming in the form of apples and oranges. That's our one problem. And then the other problem is some of the fans actually bring the missiles by skating over the wall, which we have raised with the owners of the stadium to say, particularly for Papa Fields, they need to attend to that. Mm-hmm. So the searching is not SAR, I agree with you. The policing is not SAR, I agree with you. There's need to work around that area. But what then we need to do is to educate the fans.
Qhubekani libambile khonapho baba uNdebele Chisa Longwele nthatha umlaleli bajwanisa kukaloma makadimkomango
kwaziwa imakadiyeni
hayi watinofara mapinda muchirongwa itai gaga nguva zafamba
ini ndinovona sekuti kana vanhu vakazvidzora pamutambo wenhabvu ino inopedzewa nekunafamba zvakanaka chekutanga ndechekuti munhu anofanira kuziva kuti bhora inoruza inohwina then kwete avo vandoona kuti vanogara vachitaura pachirongwane nhau yebhora izvi matauri yacho ndanzi vanokurudzira timu yavo kuti kana vanhu masapota zvasinga asina kuita zvakanaka vanoda kuita kunge kudifenda timu yavasapota iyezvo zvinokurudzira mishonga izvozvo ini ndaziona sokuti marefrisi
pedzisai
hatigoni kuti titore mutemesa maoko edu kuti marefrisi yakanasa mutemo nekuti ndo vanokondrora gemu so ndinotendeana nevakuru venhabvu ava vati kana paita chichemo ngavaise trimatanos acho so refrisi unoziva zvaanoita kudarika imisapota pavakambotaura munyaya yejana muzinyaredza kufuti pane mamasapota zvaaidotaura pachirongwa achibveja kuti vanhu vacharohwa kana vachiita zvekuti vanobatsira pindu dzedu
tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu mukoma Johannes nguva dzadyana mudzoke futi pachirongwa mangwana enda let's wrap things up with just under 3 minutes Jafet, give us your last word. You have 30 seconds.
I think more needs to be done than just finding making Highlanders pay fines because these things keep happening again and again. I think we need to look at other issues, referring, policing, how they're doing it, fan education. I think maybe PSL can also come in. The money that is paid for fines can be used maybe also to campaigns of educating the fans.
Thank you. The Jafet Chisa, are we paid the Konaposing Agai Kundebele? 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you very much for this time. Zifa needs to retrain their referees. PSL has done well to get sponsorship, but some of the Islanders, you shy away the sponsors. That game was live on television all over Africa watching. That what it is pathetic. And the political elements or these protesters or the pressure groups should not use Islanders' name to push their own agenda and try to use Islanders to do all those things which they are doing now. So what we are saying as well, that the police in Zimbabwe, we need them to do professional job, and hopefully the PSL will weed out these thugs who want to pretend as if they are Highlanders fans when they are there to push their own agenda.
Siyabonga, Chisa. Babu Ndebele, 30 seconds, leave,
no, I'm going to go to Ezra, so Jafet. They've summed up everything. I'm going to spoil it. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one. Now, I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one.
And that brings us to the end. Thanks, Espana, to Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Ken Ndebele, Sunday News Sports Reporter, and a personal friend of mine, Jafet Mwele Dube, and of course, Ezra Chisa's founder. He's a friend of mine too, and a veteran broadcaster. Please be civil, sports fans. Let soccer be the world's most beautiful game. Let's meet again next Tuesday, same time, same radio station, different topic. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. kuna Zimbabwe.